أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek refuge with Allah. I seek the protection of Allah the Jalil from the curse of the devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah, whom we ask for His forgiveness, we ask for His guidance. We ask that Allah protect us even from the burden of our evil deeds. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity for us to be here and remembering Him. We thank Allah for revealing the ayat in Quran. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Allah says in the Quran, all you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jum'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah and leave off everything else, even if you're in the middle of a business transaction. So we thank Allah for giving us tawfiq, for giving us the ability to worship Him. Nothing that none of us should be arrogant about. Allah has given us the ability to worship Him, for we know that there was no power except, there was no power at any moment in your life except if Allah gives you power at that moment. We start off this khutbah with a very important ayat of Quran. Allah has given us examples, parables in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفُرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. Allah says in the Quran, see you not how Allah sets forth a parable. A good word is like a good tree whose roots are firmly fixed and its branches reach to the sky, giving its fruit at all times by the leave of its Lord, And Allah sends forth parables for mankind in order that they may remember. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree uprooted from the surface of the earth, having no stability. These beautiful ayat, they address two types of words. Allah is giving us the example of kalimat tayyibah. Kalimat tayyibah, the good word. A good, pleasant, delightful word which Allah compares to a good tree. And imagine going in your backyard and you have a tree that has fruit available at all times, during all seasons. Allah compares the benefits of this tree to the good word, the benefit of the good word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us the parable of kalimat khabitha, the evil word. The evil word, there's no benefit in the evil word. So Allah compares the evil word to a tree that has been cut off at its roots. Imagine just having a useless tree cut off at its roots. It is a burden, and it hides in the grass, and you may trip over it. But there's no benefit, there's no fruit coming from this particular tree. And we have to look at the life that we live in, how people's lives are surrounded by kalimat khabitha, the evil word, the unpleasant word. People surround their lives with this. Their home is filled with unpleasant words. The man speaks to his wife, the wife speaks to her husband using evil words. The parents nowadays speak to their children using evil words. People use in their email evil words. People talk on their cell phones using evil words, and they get inside of their car listening to evil words, and there's no benefit. And as a matter of fact, many people are in the habit of listening to evil words on TV and on the radio. And without being conscious of it, they repeat these evil words, not even knowing the meaning or the benefit of it, with no benefit at all. And this is important for us. The Muslim's life is surrounded by kalimat tayyibah. We enter into Islam with kalimat tayyibah, saying a good word. We enter into Islam saying a good word, because we know the ability of the tongue. The tongue has the ability to destroy, but at the same time, the tongue has the ability to uplift. To uplift. As a Muslim, we use our tongue to benefit others. We should use our tongue to benefit our own selves. And we have a whole nation who they dominate, their lives are dominated by the evil word. For Muslims, with our example, there's a benefit in being Muslim in our example, in the way that we speak, in the way that we use our tongue. Allah says very importantly in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Allah says in the Quran, indeed we have created man, and we know with oneself whispers to him, and we are near to him than his jugular vein. Remember that the two receivers receive, one sitting on the right and one on the left. Not a word does he utter, but there's a watcher ready to record. We have a situation as Muslims, we know the ability of the tongue has the ability to really place us in a low station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a recorder on our right writing down every good thing that we say, but we also have a recorder on our left writing down every evil thing that we say. Because why? Your words are also deeds. Your words are also deeds, and you are accountable for what you say in this particular life. And we know as Muslims that we have audience members and we are on stage. Our audience members are Allah and His angels and we are on stage. So we have to use the words, this tongue, to the best of our ability. And it's very important, because just like a doctor looks for symptoms to identify sickness in the body, the major symptom of a sick heart are the words that come off of our tongue. The major symptoms of a sick heart are the words that come off of our tongue. Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, how long does it take for you to get to know someone? He says, as soon as they open their mouths. As soon as they open their mouths. So when we use words, when we use these words, evil words, kalima khabitha, this is just revealing the state of our heart. This is revealing the state of our heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said to the Quran, and say to my servants that they should use those words that are best. As Muslims, we use the words that are best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke the best Arabic. When they asked the tribes, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak? They said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would speak to people in their own vernacular, in their own dialect, but he used the best language to the people. He used the best language. Are we following the Sunnah and using the best language? The best language that we can. Because as Muslims, we know the harm of the evil world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was instructed by Allah to tell the people, use the best speech when you speak to each other. Use the best speech when you speak amongst each other. And this is important, because or else, he said, Allah says in the Quran, barely shaitan sowed the state of dissension amongst them. For shaitan to man is an avowed enemy. If we do not use the best words while speaking to each other, shaitan comes in between the ranks and he causes dissension and division within our hearts. So as Muslims, we say As-salamu alaykum. We say Alhamdulillah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we are going through a hard time, many people, the first thing they do, they find the worst words in their vocabulary and they use them. How many of us were driving? We're driving and we're cut off from the road. And we end up saying a racist remark, or we use the worst language. We curse a person's mother because they have accidentally cut us off on the road. Muslims, we go from saying As-salamu alaykum, Alhamdulillah, to we're all of a sudden cut off, then we're using the worst language. This is the way of society. This isn't the way of the Muslim. Society, if you wait till the school lets out, when the school lets out, listen to how the young children talk to each other. They talk to each other, what's up, dog? They use the worst words in the vocabulary. But the Muslim, we say, As-salamu alaykum. We make istirjah. If a problem happens, we don't curse. We say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When something bad happens, we don't go and grab the worst of our vocabulary. Because Prophet Muhammad said, kalima tayyiba sadaqa. The good word is charity. The good word is charity. And how we speak to each other is very important, because we are giving charity. We are giving sadaqa. Many times, many of us, this is a recession, many of us don't have money to give. Give a good word. Give a good word. And there's research that the scientists have, during the modern day, found out that the good word, a compliment, activates the same part of the brain as getting free money. This is modern day, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1400 years ago, he said that the good word is sadaqah, that the good word is charity. And this is very important. All throughout the Quran, through the Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said there are two statements that are light for the tongue, but easy to remember. They're heavy on the scales and are dear to Ar-Rahman. They're dear to the Most Merciful. These words are what? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Saying these words, they're heavy on the scale. Saying just these two statements. The Prophet he said by saying Subhanallah 100 times. Subhanallah 100 times. And he said that 1,000 good deeds will be recorded for him, or 1,000 sins will be blotted out from his record by saying Subhanallah 100 times. How many of us take time just to say Subhanallah? When we hear something good, Subhanallah, Mashallah, Alhamdulillah. These are the words of a Muslim. Look at the benefit of these words that we don't realize. And it's very important how we speak, in general, as the Prophet ﷺ gave us some pointers. He said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." He said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day should speak good things or keep silent. It's very difficult for us to keep silent, because many times I just have to get this off of my chest. I just have to say this. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he correlated this with what? Your iman in your heart, the belief in your heart. What comes off your tongue, it exposes what you have in your heart. And many times, as Muslims, we criticize. We quick to criticize. Many of us have diseased hearts, to where everything that comes off of our tongue is a criticism of someone else or another community. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Idha qawwarahu halakan nas wa huwa ahlakuhu." He said that when a man says the people have gone to ruin, he is the most ruined of them all. How many of us have said, "Oh, that community, they are ruined. That community, they're acting like Catholics." And you're the most ruined of them all if you speak this about another community or another people. We have to be careful how we speak to each other. لَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامِ تَتَّكِرُ مِنْهُ غَدَاءً. Don't say a word that you have to apologize for the next day. How many of us as husbands have said things to our wives and we've had to come back the next day and say, "I'm sorry, I don't know what I was thinking"? Or how many wives have said to their husbands things that cut at the very core of the heart, and then came back the next day and had to apologize? And we have to be careful how we guide with our words, especially giving nasiha, giving advice. As Muslims, we have to be careful on commenting on things we have no knowledge of, giving fatwa on things we've never studied, saying things are haram when we've never studied the issue. As the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man dada ala khayrin falahu mithlu ajri fa'ili." The man who guides to what is good shall have the same reward as the one who performs that good. So if you give someone good advice, first, before you speak, knowledge, qabla, words and deeds, comes before words and deeds. You gain knowledge, then you speak. And when you speak, you're careful in whatever information you're giving, especially when using the word of Allah and using the speech of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you guide a person to good, you get the same reward when they perform that good. But the opposite is true too. If you give them the wrong information, you get the punishment if they go through with the information that you've given them. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful of speaking too much. Many times we speak too much and we back ourselves in a corner. And we speak everything that we hear. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, it is lying enough for a man to repeat everything that he hears. So we shouldn't repeat everything that we hear. مَنْ وَقَاهُ اللَّهَ شَرَّ مَا بَيْنَ لِحْجَيْهِ وَشَرَّ مَا بَيْنَ رِجَلَيْهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He whom Allah saves from the evil of that which lies in between his jaws and the evil that lies in between his two legs will enter into paradise. MashaAllah. The tongue is very important in the life of the Muslim. As Luqman alayhi salam was asked by his master told him, he said, "Luqman, go slaughter a sheep and bring back for us the best two pieces of the sheep." Luqman alayhi salam, he went and slaughtered the sheep and he brought back the heart and the tongue. And days went past, and again Luqman alayhi salam was asked to go get this time the worst two parts of the sheep. And Luqman alayhi salam, He brought back again the heart and the tongue. And the people, they were confused. And they asked him, "We first told you to bring back the best two parts of the sheep, and you brought back the heart and the tongue. And when we told you to bring back the worst two parts of the sheep, again you brought back the heart and the tongue." We're confused. Luqman alayhi salam, he said, "There was nothing better than these two if they are good. But there is nothing worse than these two if they are bad." So we have to be careful of what comes off of our mouth. May Allah place us amongst those who speak the best words and have the best words coming off of their tongue. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين. قال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said very wisely, إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمات من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات وإن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمات من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, a servant makes a statement that is so pleasing to Allah, although he himself does not give it much concern, that Allah raises him, his levels due to it. Allah raises your levels due to it. By a word, you don't even give that much concern. And he says that a servant makes a statement that is so displeasing to Allah, although he himself does not give it much concern, that he is thrown because of it into the hellfire, into the depths of hellfire, because of the word he didn't give much concern to. So this shows us the very seriousness of the word. And we have to look at our own selves, our creation, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created us with one tongue, but Allah has created us with two ears. If Allah wanted us to talk more than we listen, Allah would have given us more tongues than ears. But Allah, with his wisdom, has given us ears on both sides of our bodies so we can listen, and only one tongue that lies in front, so we can what? Talk in between the short time that we listen. And this is wisdom in our own creation. How we look at the Muslim, we say, Sama'na wa ta'na. Sama'na wa ta'na. We hear and we obey. As Muslims, the ears in the life of the Muslim is very important. Because we know that Allah has the ability, khatamallahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim. Allah has the ability to set a seal on our heart and on our hearing. And we seek refuge in Allah that Allah doesn't do this with us. And we know that there's going to be a day when we're not going to be able to listen and hear and have the same ability to listen and hear that we have today. So we have to take advantage of our ears and listen. Listen to each other. Husband, listen to your wife. Wives, listen to your husband. Listen to your children. And most importantly, listen and obey. Listen and obey the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For there's going to be a day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Allah says in the Quran, that day shall we set a seal on their mouths, but their hands will speak to us and their feet will bear witness to all that they did. There's going to be a day when we're not going to be able to use our tongues, when we're not going to have the same ability to use our tongues to benefit as we do today. So take advantage of the good word. Kalimatul Tayyibah. Take advantage of the good word and surround your life with the good word. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم حساب. عباد الله وهبكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل واللسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى اعلى واشد واتم واعظم واكبر واقم الصلاه.